Play Bortles.
No, I'm not with Bortles.
You talked a little bit about him, Breton talked about him. You've been around him, not as a position coach, but around him. Tell people what you like about him, what you believe in him.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that stand out to me first is, you know, obviously his toughness. I mean, that's really the first thing that I see. You know, he's going to go back there. He's going to hang in the pocket. He's going to, you know, use his legs to extend the play. He'll, you know, go after it with the running game. You know, he'll lower his shoulder. But I think more of how he keeps coming back, I think that's the one thing that I've always, you know, you look at from afar. You know, you're at the quarterback position. You're, you know, it's like I always say, the quarterbacks, they get probably too much credit when they do well, too much blame when you don't do well. But, you know, he's pretty steady, you know, throughout that, which I know, you know, I appreciate from afar as a coach. I think that, you know, he puts a lot of responsibility on himself, which I think that's what you're looking for in that position. And he's able to, you know, stand up on a daily basis of a team that we obviously know we haven't won enough games and we haven't really performed well. You know, but he's able to stand out there and be consistent, you know, and taking that. And it's probably a lot tougher for people maybe on the outside to understand what's that like, you know, every day. People, you know, hitting you with those questions, you know, why aren't you playing well? Why aren't you doing this? But, you know, knowing Blake, he's highly competitive. I'm sure that, you know, it's a point of the season now where we're not allowed to talk to them about football or know what they're doing or keep track of them. But, you know, knowing Blake, I'm sure he's working extremely hard to come back and do the best job he can for our team.
And I know you don't really want to talk about what you say to players until you talk to players, but would it be important when you first talk to him when he comes back? Would that be an important conversation just to set a tone?
Well, I think, you know, the relationship, people always talk about the relationship with the head coach and quarterback, you know, and people say, well, it's the most important one. And you know, I know that it's important, but really the relationship with everyone on your team is important. You know, I think, you know, for us, we'll set some goals. You know, obviously we come back in phase one. You know, for us, the goal will be, hey, make sure let's make sure we're in shape. Make sure we understand, obviously, schematically, both offensively, defensively, and special teams will be quite different for our players. So we just want to make sure that they're getting in shape, they understand the system, they know what's expected of them. This way, by the time we go to preseason camp, a training camp, they know exactly what to do and they're able to compete for a job.
And to you, no question, he's the guy for this franchise going into this season.
Yeah, and people ask all the time, like, hey, what? I always tell people the same thing. You know, I think, you know, Tom said it best, you know, the first press conference, you know, he's our quarterback. I mean, no different than, you know, some other positions. This person's our, you know, our center, our left tackle, our corner, or, you know, and things of that nature, because, you know, you go out there every day and you have to, you know, the players know the you have to go out there and earn the respect of your teammates, but also earn a roster spot. And, you know, we as coaches have to make a decision of putting the best players out there that give us the best chance to win.
It is interesting, though, that you've created competition almost at every position except that.
Well, I mean, we have three players there right now. I think that, you know, a lot of people haven't seen Brandon Allen. You know, I think a lot of people have seen Chad. Obviously, he's been around. But, you know, there is competition there. And, you know, whether you add more competition or not add more competition, I think it's always out there. I think, you know, for players, I think on the outside, you know, the players that you want are the players that compete against themselves. You know what I'm saying? The players that, you know, they're self-motivators. They go out there. They're not really concerned about who's around them. Mm-hmm. They want to be the best. Those are the time you want. But, you know, you're right. I mean, obviously there are some players that are like that, you know, tend to when you know, let's wake them up, put somebody there. I don't think, you know, for us, all three quarterbacks, I don't see them, you know, feeling – I don't think anyone on our team has any feeling of really ease, you know, with what we've done so far.
Yeah, if you spend any time with Blake, you realize he puts more pressure on himself than anybody could put.
He does, and I think that's something that's, you know, it's a quality that you appreciate as a coach and a teammate. but it's one, you know, as a coach that sometimes you have to manage. You know, when does it get to a point where it's too much? And sometimes that'll occur during, you know, I know I've seen it sometimes during a game where, you know, you're just trying to make a play after play after play. And, you know, I think sometimes you have to be, you know, smart and have to be able to, you know, check the ball down. I know that, you know, I've talked to him about that in the last 2 weeks. Because you're right, he does put a lot of pressure on himself to always make a play. And, you know, sometimes those plays aren't there and you need to just be smart.
Do you approach him differently in the last 2 weeks? Did you have a conversation, hey, I'll, you know, I want you to approach it this way? Does he seem to, I suppose, relax, but play better in those last couple of games?
Well, I think, you know, I tend to talk to the quarterback quite a bit about situations, you know, situational football and kind of what we talked about just a minute ago of, you know, listen, you know, everyone's going to, you know, wait for you or look for you to make the big play, keep going, keep going. You know, here are our plays. This is what we're looking for, and try to give the quarterback an overall concept of, hey, listen, when we call this play, we're looking for this. If that's available to us, let's go ahead and take it. But if it's not, let's not stay on it long enough. Let's put it in our back pocket, save that call for another day, take the check down, let's get the completion, let's get the 4 or 5 yards, and let's go. So I think, you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, trying to increase the repetitions in practice just for a standpoint of feeling comfortable and confident. And then from a standpoint of situationally, you know, what we've talked to him about, how we want him to go about it, you know, what we were looking to do, and, you know, whether it's, you know, the different third down situations, the different red zone situations. You know, I think when you have that communication, a better understanding of what we're looking for, I think it gives any player, you know, the opportunity to go out there and do a better job. So we're going to try to, you never start where you left off, but we'll start from, the ground floor and try to build that foundation through, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three. And then, obviously, training camp for us will be more situational work than, obviously, in this off-season phase.
We had a chance to talk to Shad yesterday, and he said, you know, it was fascinating for him to meet Tom, to talk with you and Dave, to be able to put the three of you together because of the personalities that you have. It feels like it would work. Is your previous relationship with Tom and the respect that you have for him allowing this whole kind of new structure to work?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like when you say allowed, you know, to make this thing work. I know that from when I was a very young coach that I always looked up to Coach Coughlin. Obviously, by the stories that I've said, I tried to get a job with him, and, you know, I guess he didn't want me then, so he stuck with me now, which I always, you know, try to tell him. But, you know, for me, when I did start to build a relationship with him when I was at Syracuse, you know, I relied on him quite a bit from a standpoint of culture, philosophy, situations, dealing with coaches, dealing with players. So we had some really good in-depth discussions without a partnership. So for me, you know, he's helped me grow so much as a coach. And then when I became the head coach of Buffalo, you know, that continued. So, you know, for me, when I found out, which I found out the same day that I was offered the job, that Coach Coughlin was going to be there, I couldn't have been more excited, because I think that, you know, obviously for me personally, people that I have great respect for, people that I admire, and then obviously the way we're set from a standpoint of philosophy, it's just a great, great fit. And for me, you know, I've told, you know, my friends, my colleagues around the league, you know, I said, listen, I know that, you know, I'm the head coach and I'm going to run this team, but I have the greatest situation in the world. I have someone that I respect, that's done it, that knows what it should look like, that's aligned with me philosophically. And like I tell Coach all the time, I said, by the time you're done with me, I will have sucked every bit of information out of your brain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm like a sponge. And I do. I don't, you know, if I have something that's weighing on my mind, or something I'm, you know, I want to know, you know, I'm trying to decide what's the best way to go about a practice schedule or a meeting time. I mean, to walk, you know, 10 feet into someone's office and and get his opinion on what it should be, you know, how we should do it. And, you know, checking with him to make sure that, you know, hey, is there a better way we can do this? You know, and that's just from the football end. And, you know, Dave's part of it from the personnel side. And I think that's the unique relationship that, you know, there aren't any egos. It's a team effort. We're able to ask each other questions to get ourselves better, personally and obviously from the organization standpoint. So for me, it's been outstanding. I can't say enough about it.
When you guys decided to go hard after Calais Campbell, knowing that he's in his 30s now, do you have to scrutinize that more, trying to figure out that balancing act of how much he has left and you guys are going to offer him big money out of this?
Well, I think anytime, you know, when you look at that number, that you have to look at it, but then when you put the tape on and you watch the tape, the number doesn't equate to the tape. Meaning, you know, here's the player that plays a large percentage of the snaps, plays extremely hard every down, you know, hustles, runs, makes plays, things of that nature, is a leader, obviously, on the teams that he's been on. So for us, you know, we tend to go with the tape and what they were able to do and their production on it, and then obviously with the character of the person. So I think that, you know, we're excited to bring him into our organization. I know he's excited, and we're looking forward to get going.
When you look at 30-something players, do you have a certain philosophy when it comes to those guys, or do you take it?
When you say age-wise,
yeah, just, you know, some can fall off and others can keep playing for years and years.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of times. I mean, you know, when I first came into the league and I was around a lot of older scouts or older coaches, you know, the one thing that they used to say is that, you know, hey, always be careful if you see a guy on the ground a lot. You know, if you see a player and he's starting to get on the ground a lot, you know, then that's a situation that, you know, you have to look to see how much more time he has left. So, you know, obviously with Calais, we didn't see that at all, or any of the players that we brought in. But I think that's the one thing that sticks out in my mind when people say something about age is, you know, hey, the more you start to see a player on the ground, you know, the more it's probably on the back end of it.
You're welcome.
It was the first day on the introductory press conference. Talked about players. Maybe they should have been careful what they wish for. Some of them told you, hey, once you go back. You know, and it was made to say, you know, that this is going to be a tough situation. It's going to be a lot of work. Will they see a different coach?
I don't know. I mean, you know, when you become, you know, when you're an assistant coach and then you become a head coach and you've been a head coach before, you know, there's just, like I said before in the last 2 weeks, there's just a lot of things. Not to say one's better than the other or any situation like that. It's just that, you know, there are things that I'm comfortable with. There are things that, you know, I've had success with in the training of a team. So, you know, I think there was a little bit of a introduction to that in the last 2 weeks. I think that the players did a nice job and the way they responded, but now it's a matter of the consistency of it and going, you know, throughout. And I think, you know, last year was a little bit tough. You know, you're taking over for, you know, obviously for Gus, and the players had a great amount of respect for him and they loved him, you know, and then you come in a situation, you're just trying to manage the last 2 weeks to be able to do a good job for the players and the assistant coaches that are there. And then now, you know, now's a situation like, okay, now listen, here's how we're doing things. This is what we do. So there are going to be things that are different. But, again, it's not different from a standpoint of, hey, we think this is, you know, better, or what we did before wasn't right. It's more of, hey, this is what we believe in. This is the reason why we're doing it. This is the reason why it's going to lead us to winning more football games.